previously on Star Snakes.
Now, did you guys say, were you going to take any of those cybernetical parts as well, or any of the narcotics?
Let's pack it in.
Because I'm thinking we go to Idarati next. It would be kind of nice to get back into Imperium space. Yeah, yep. we can refuel there.
So does anybody just want to go through if they were studying anything in particular to try and improve your skills?
I was doing a bit of melee training.
Oh, yeah. I think you were doing that last time, too.
Oh, so are we putting up new skills, or are we training the same skills?
It depends on what you want to do. So if you already have a pre-existing skill, it may take a bit longer to increase it to the next level. But if you're trying to learn a new skill, you could probably learn it now if you were sort of training for it. But I think you've already got melee...
Yeah, I've got melee 0.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to go for melee 1, you just have to do like another sort of session of study, which the rules sort of say 8 weeks, but I'm pretty easy with it. So you're probably...
I thought about just like increasing my gun combat instead, I think. Because I was reading through the rules and... I think there's any way to actually increase your stats.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just that training thing. So I'm not too fussed with how they do it, because they say you're supposed to do every 8 weeks, you basically roll an education check. And if you pass the education check, then you have a session of study, whatever they call it. But to me, that just seems really sort of, you know, like it's going to take you years to develop any skills at that rate. So I'm pretty easy, depending on what your character sort of does in their downtime. Maybe you just really intensively studying melee or whatever. So I'm easy. So I'll just make a note of that in the calendar. Was anybody else training in particular? I think Jexa was studying
gun combat as well.
Doing gun combat in like a simulation.
Yeah.
And do you know what your current gun combat is at the moment?
It's just on base 0, okay, so I want to increase that a little bit more.
All right, so you may have to do a bit more training with that one. Okay, and then I think Bradley, you were also doing flying training, is that right?
Yes, I seem to be pretty shit, so I thought I'd try and get that.
Nah, you're right. Easy. Awesome. Okay. And then was Asang and Philip, were you guys sort of training in anything in particular? Tasman, I did send you a copy of your character sheet as well, if you want to see if you can remember
that one. Yeah. So I guess I'll try and train up a gun combat.
Sure. Is that currently at 0 or 1?
It's at 1.
Okay, no worries. So it might take you a bit longer as well.
I think I'll start training up a mechanic.
Cool. And do you previously have mechanic?
One.
Oh, so it's that one.
Yes,
as well.
It is. Yep.
And meanwhile, Phoenix is still trying to get rid of itchy butt disease.
Yeah.
He's been cooped up in his little stateroom for weeks. Like,
oh, yeah.
Really,
I kicked him.
Case.
I kicked him out, so.
He's pretty much isolated at the moment.
Goes round and round.
But basically another week passes and the ship jumps into the Idarati system. So you immediately notice, even from jumping in, that there's even just the sort of traffic that's sort of flowing through the system is just, you know, astronomically different than what you saw at Rally, basically, because this is the subsector of space. This is sort of the capital, so it's got a lot of foot traffic going back and forth, and it's sort of the pathway between getting back further into sort of the core of Imperium space. So there's a lot more sort of regulation and sort of space traffic going through here. As you pull up the sort of computer terminal to give you a bit more of an understanding of what's in the system, it basically identifies a couple of key locations. The main world, which contains quite a high level starport, is on Iterati 2, which is obviously the second planet in the system. There's a naval fleet base orbiting Iterati 7, and then there's also a scout base that's maintained on the 10th planet, Iterati X, or Iterati 10.
Upon seeing like the busyness of this place, I just turn to everyone, give them a big smile, and say, I miss this.
Oh, the havoc we can wreak.
Yeah, you probably don't want to get banned in Imperium space, otherwise you can be chased down for a little while.
Yeah, I'll be banned from everywhere else, probably.
Yeah, potentially.
But hey, they can find everything in the Imperium.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, even though it's quite far off from the rest of the sort of Imperium, it's a pretty good representation of the power of this sort of system. So, I'm guessing you guys heading more towards.
Personally, I would like to avoid the naval fleet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fair enough.
Is this for the reason I think it is?
I'm pretty sure you know the reason, Jexa.
Yeah, I'm not particularly keen about it either.
Right.
Especially if our enemies are...
Alright, well, so yeah, if you guys head more towards... I'm guessing you're heading towards the sort of the starport in Iterati 2.
Yeah. Iterati 2.
Yeah. Okay, it takes a good about a half a day to actually travel in system to get there. Even, you know, most ships sort of have to follow a sort of a series of lanes to actually get their ships sort of closer towards the planet as you sort of see more traffic. So you sort of find a slot and sort of bring the ship in. I'm going to say, who's actually piloting the ship at the moment?
I think Bradley would be.
Always.
Unless
everyone got wise.
Unless the Sang wants to take over.
I was going to say, does the Sang have any piloting skills?
No. No, I don't believe I do. Oh, wait, actually, I do.
Yeah.
I have two.
I think you were the better pilot out of everybody, actually.
Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus is going to take the wheel. Not
kind of like push a Sang into the pilot scene, like, drive.
I just finished scratching my ass. I didn't realize what was going on.
yeah, well, it'll probably be a bit of an easier landing anyway, because they do have I'll even send sort of the picture, but due to their high tech level, they've pretty much built a high port that's physically connected through sort of like a space elevator that connects downward to the planet. Most ships that don't want to actually travel down basically just land on the top somewhere in the high ionosphere or stratosphere, one of the spheres. And then if you need to get downward, you can pretty much just travel down in a big space lift, space elevator.
Stratosphere probably at that point.
Yeah, probably. Some sort of sphere. Can I get a piloting...
I can't see the picture.
Oh, really? Oh, it should be...
All it shows is...
Is it not loaded at all?
Yeah.
Oh.
All it's showing for me is, like, it's a turd.
It's a turd.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if you click on it, it might be a bit better.
Yeah, I've clicked on it. Yeah, it's not working.
I guess it's the troposphere.
Okay. Never
mind. It's like the troposphere to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's above all the clouds, but...
Yeah. I'll take a piloting check.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, good.
Sure.
That will probably be your... I'll say... Actually, which is highest, your education or intellect?
They're the same.
Oh, cool. Okay, roll with your education as well as bonus.
All right. D6, isn't it?
2d6.
Yeah.
Double checking. Seven plus 2. 9.
No, that's plenty. So as you guys get a bit closer to the planet, you're sort of directed to sort of a docking bay on the high port, and are saying you very, very carefully, unlike the previous pilot from last time, you very carefully bring the ship in into dock. Now, as a general rule with starports, I think I haven't explained it to you guys. Most of the time, starports will actually have a very, very sort of lax level, like a lore level. So most of the time, you can sort of go in, you can grab what you need without any sort of restriction. It's more so when you get onto the planet is when lore level starts to really apply. So this planet in particular has a lore level of about 8, which means that pretty much just about any sort of anything that seems sort of dangerous would probably be banned. So no armor is allowed, and anything sort of beyond a very basic blade would probably be sort of get you arrested.
Oh boy, good thing I've got high blade skill then.
Oh boy.
Yeah. All right.
Did you say armor?
Yeah, so any sort of visible armor would be sort of highly scrutinized on planet.
All right.
Even a diplo vest?
Diplomat vest?
You may be able to get away with a diplo vest, but if any sort of officers sort of viewed you a bit more closely, they may sort of pick up on it and question you.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, I'm going to leave everything but my cutlass.
Okay.
And I will carry my cutlass with me.
So no, like any weapons, did you say, Ben?
It just depends on what you have, basically. So they've got a very controlled law on the planet. Through the starport, you're fine to carry weapons. But as you if you decide to leave the starport, that's when it becomes a bit more restricted.
So what about a pistol?
It may be inspected, but you could try to get it through customs if you needed to.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder whether my gauntlets will pass through. The piston fist and the stun fist.
Oh, I have to check that, give me one sec. I very much doubt it. Oh, see if that would be allowed.
But I'll definitely take my HUD glasses and my mobile comm.
Yep.
Mm.
Okay.
I think I'll leave my pistol behind.
Yeah. Well, you guys can still continue to hold on to them while you're in the starport. It's just if you do leave it and go down the lift to the planet is when you'll have to sort of cut them off. So because this is an Imperium system, the sort of resources available in the shops are quite open. I know that a couple of you were looking to buy some things. So if there's anything that you're particularly looking for, now's sort of the time, I suppose.
Yeah. So I'll just pull up on the ship's computer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check for any businesses, gunsmiths, armors that on the spaceport.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to do an admin check if anyone else has the admin skill, you could check. Go for it.
I do not have admin, but I will roll anyway.
You can always take your time. It's a pretty easy check to search your
computer. I'll take my time. I rolled a 6. Mm-hmm. I don't have admin, so that's -2 to it.
I think, does anyone have the admin skill?
No, I don't.
No.
Asman might do.
Maybe before. Although I may have removed it because I may have gotten it later in.
It'd be, if I put my education into it, then that's like a 5.
That would sort of negate it. Look, it's enough anyway. It takes a little bit of time to research through the local systems database, but it points you to an imported weapons and armor merchant. Basically, just called Pots Imports. So they're located a couple of levels down on the starport.
What was the name, sorry?
Pots Imports.
Pots Imports.
Yeah.
Alright. I grab my Polycarapace mm-hmm. armor and my revolver and all the rounds I can carry.
Sure.
And head towards it.
Yeah, okay. It probably takes a good 20 minutes to actually get down to the store, but as you go in, it's sort of in a main walkway, and it's sort of just a little shop tucked into one of the sides of the starports. You see that it's lit up with some neon lighting, basically just says Pots Imports, and you see sort of a young man sort of working away, sort of just putting some stock back in some shelves.
Okay. I walk up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Good day, Mr. Gunsmith.
Yeah. Name's Elias. What can I do for you?
I am looking to just pick up a couple of things. Maybe make a workout deal, because I'm willing to actually trade these in. And I place, like, the revolver and everything onto the counter.
I'm guessing you face the revolver sort of not facing him, but, like, to the side.
Yeah, to the side. It's unloaded. It's
good.
Unloaded.
Do it. Just make
everything.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Slam it down really hard.
Yeah. He sort of casually picks up the revolver and sort of just reviews it. He sort of notices, you know, he sort of says, looks like this has had some use lately.
Yeah, quite recently.
What sort of line of work are you in?
I'm plundering treasure.
Murder.
Sort of scavenging here. I used to be in the military, and I really miss the feel of personal protection, laser,
mm-hmm.
pistol. I'm wondering whether you have any of those. I understand they're pretty hard to find nowadays, but nothing feels exactly the same like one of those.
Shortly after you say that, he leans a bit further at the counter, and he sort of looks behind as you walk in to make sure that there's no one else sort of looking around.
That's a lot of damage.
He sort of comes a bit closer to you and says, "Come with me." he sort of opens up this little door behind behind the little booth, and he sort of directs you into the back of the back of the storage sort of part of the shop. And as you walk in, he sort of unlocks a little cabinet that's sort of been sitting in the back corner. It's sort of got an electronic padlock. You see that he sort of has to do like a bio unlock on it. And he brings out a series of what look to be quite fine, very sort of metallic sort of hand pistols, which obviously one of them you identify as a personal defense laser.
Yeah.
Guessing this is more style.
I sort of just turn to him and say, "May I?"
Of course. He grabs it out of the box, makes sure that there isn't any sort of laser cells loaded, and hands it to you.
Yep. All right. Take a good look at it, just feeling the weight and feel, just reminiscing
about
it during my military days.
Reminds you of the
good old
days.
You buying the gun, or are you just orgasming over nostalgia?
I'm buying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he says to you that it's quite costly for him to actually sort of. It was quite costly for him to get in the first place because it's a pretty high tech level.
What's your asking price for it?
It's about 10,000 credits in total for it.
10,000. How much are you selling the power packs for?
Each of those cost about 150.
150.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. Take laser,
mm-hmm.
and give me 20 power packs.
Okay. He grabs out an old style calculator that you know, because people still use those even in the future.
It's going to be 13,000 or up.
Yes, he also calculated that very quickly. And said, yep. all right, now your armor off the top of your head, do you know how much that would be worth?
The cost of it.
Or how much would you be trying to sell it for, I suppose, is my question. If anybody has a broker skill, if you want to sort of go and help with the actual bartering of it.
So for regular pricing,
yes,
it costs me 10,000.
So it costs you 10,000.
Yep, I bought the arm for 10,000.
That was probably fresh and brand new, I suppose.
Fresh and brand new, yeah.
So it probably had a bit of a use.
Although it's never taken any hits before, so.
True. Probably does smell a bit though.
Yeah.
Yeah. just a little bit. All right, he sort of, because you're wearing the armor, is that right?
No, I've have it off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because it's just literally like the helmet and the padding,
yeah,
bit, the chest armor.
Yeah. Yeah. Righto. Okay. That's no worries. He says he could buy that off you for about 7,000.
7,000.
Mm-hmm.
How about my revolver?
It's pretty sort of, you know, he even just points you to a couple of revolvers he's got sitting in the back. So yep. It's not worth much, even just spare parts would only be a few hundred credits.
Yeah, I'll take it and.
Okay.
And the ammo as well.
Yeah.
The ammo you can have for free.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So about 300.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'll remind you guys as well that you do also have in your cargo, I think, because you also stole a car from Raul here, and I'm pretty sure in the boot of it,
yeah,
it's got a ton of cybernetical parts, if you can find a way to sell those too. So.
Oh, maybe we can sell those.
Yeah, if you can find someone willing to buy them.
Wait, didn't we also get something else?
No,
well?
Illicit drugs.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very plainly narcotics, yeah.
Oh, we ended up taking those?
Some, I think.
I think we did.
A little bit.
Yeah, some.
I think the car only had about a ton of storage space, so I think it was half a ton of cybernetical implants, and then half a ton of
the other bit, I think Philip just smuggled some as well.
Just sort of packed it on his body,
yeah,
just as you were leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just for the flight.
Oh,
and one more thing, I was, because I'm letting go of this armor.
Yes.
I was looking for just some cloth armor.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's quite readily available. You see that Elias Potts doesn't have any in his store, but he directs you to a Varga that's sort of a couple of blocks down, who sort of maintains a little armory. He's a bit of a sort of a for you guys that sort of aren't aware, Varga's a very sort of dog-like.
Yeah.
So you see this sort of
Sang's one.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know. There's a large 7 foot tall sort of Varga that you can see sort of working around the shop front.
They're like, hello.
All right, he sort of he keeps working away without sort of even looking at you.
I pretty much just walk right up to him and like just stand right there
looking up at him, like
looking up at him.
It takes another second and then he turns, says, oh,
be like, hello.
Oh.
What do you want?
I need some cloth armor made.
Custom fit. Let me start.
Probably about the top price range of cloth armor.
He, you see he's got a bit of a utility belt, obviously custom made for Varga, that he pulls out a little electronic measuring tool that sort of quickly sort of checks your height, all your other pieces.
Dimensions.
Yeah, exactly, all your other dimensions. And he walks over to a computer terminal that's sort of next to the front counter. And he says, give me 2 days.
2 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also need a deposit.
Deposit? How much?
He says it'll be a $1,000 deposit for it.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he grabs some of your...
Double the price.
Mm-hmm. It's just
okay.
To sort of hold on to it anyway.
Right.
Okay, so he grabs some details from you, and he says it'll be done in a couple of days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
With the previous shop, so I just calculated the cost difference,
yep,
of each one, so I only paid him about 5,700.
Sure.
For everything, yep.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. So I'm going to put the cloth on too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm just checking that with the cloth armor now. Basically, that $1,000 is just like a holding charge, okay, just to make sure.
Yep.
But because I'm guessing you're going to the tech level 12 cloth armor too?
I was thinking of just going the TL10 one.
Okay.
And then because the TL12 one, that's the one that what you wear underneath other kinds of armor. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's fine. So TL10. Awesome. All right, yeah, well, that will be done in a couple of days anyway. So.
Okay.
Easy. All right. Was anyone else?
My shopping's done.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah. Unless anybody wants to try to sell off the illicit goods that you got from last time.
Why wouldn't we? Should we at least try and sell the cybernetics? I feel like that's something that's less likely to get us arrested.
I think so.
All right. Let's go see if we can get. Is there any shops in the area that we could? It would be in the market for some cybernetic parts.
Yeah, as you guys even just walking around the sort of the Concord, you see that there are a few sort of tech orientated shops. Usually the salespeople are really sort of kitted out with all augmentations. So some of them have, you know, cybernetical eyes. Some of them have entire limbs that have just been decked out with, cybernetical limbs. So you do see a couple if you want to walk into one of those and try to sell off your goods, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll meander into one with a box under my arm.
Sure. It's quite a like. Are you taking all of it, or are you just taking?
Just, no, stuff? No. Like an example of the goods.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You see, sort of a youngish woman with sort of neon green and orange hair. Basically, her entire right side is decked out in just cybernetical parts. So her arm, her leg as well, is basically both sort of completely augmented. She's got a little little computer terminal sort of resting in her arm that she sort of keeps looking down on and enters numbers into. You can see, but she sort of sees you approaching and greets you with a warm smile.
Ah. What a lovely, warm, half-cybernetic smile you have there. Would you be in the market for buying some of my fine salvaged goods? And I slap a robotic arm down on the table.
She basically asks you, where did you salvage the goods from?
I won this one in an arm wrestle, and the rest I found abandoned, floating through space.
Ah, okay. Legitimate salvage.
Wink. Yeah.
On her right side, which is a cybernetical eye, she winks as well. Ah. Yeah.
Yes. Fell off the back of a space truck.
Yeah, something like that, hey. okay. I think your character actually has a broker of zero. Do you want to give me a Do you want to give me a broker check and add your social standing to it, which I think is a one?
Need a space between the
Sorry, yeah, it can be a bit finicky.
I was making the same mistake last week.
Yeah.
Did that work? No. Six plus social is one, so seven.
Mm-hmm. Let me have a look. I can find the trade goods. Let's have a look. Cybernetics. Okay. All right. Based on your role, because it's sort of, you know, sort of comes from a grey area, she offers about 200,000 Well, actually, it's just half a ton, isn't it? So that's that's about that's about 100,000 in total. If you had a half whole half ton for it.
Wow. Is everyone else happy with that?
Yeah. That's
all right. You got a deal, lady.
How are you gonna sort of bring in the cargo, I guess?
Manual labor.
Manual labor. Yeah, I'll just spend the rest of the session moving.
One box each.
Is there like a delivery bay that we can just park in or drop
can we...
in
or something like that? Yeah, like whether we can drive the vehicle out from our ship.
I was just about to say, we have a vehicle.
Definitely give it a shot, yeah.
Do we want to drive a stolen vehicle through a spaceport, though?
I mean, they don't know that it's stolen.
Okay.
Just take off the plates, it's fine.
Just don't show them the retro papers, okay?
It's just a delivery vehicle. It's not an actual car. It's okay, guys.
We can try and sell it the car as well.
It's a bit banged up, though, if you remember.
Yeah. Well, it's not uncommon to have cars in the hype because it's a pretty extravagant starport. There are sort of driving lanes. It's not uncommon, so you could probably try to get away with it. All right, so you guys are gonna head back up to the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. I'm guessing you start to unload the car.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who's actually gonna be driving it?
Good question. What skill would you need?
Drive.
Jack's
zero.
Jax is the best.
Also got drive zero, but I did not want to drive.
I don't know who's better, really, but anyway, I'll drive again.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
Now, question is, I'll ask for you guys, as you sort of open the boot just to make sure the cargo's ready, you do notice that you still have half a ton of narcotics resting in the car.
Just
in case you want to.
How much can we use right now?
You could definitely give it a shot if you like.
Half a cargo.
Maybe not now.
Maybe
just leave on the ship for now.
We should also figure out what kind of narcotics they are as well.
I agree. I'll take some.
That works.
I don't think I need to roll that.
Do you drive?
Oh, wait, I have streetwise. I could roll it.
I mean, streetwise, you probably know what the drugs would be. So you can definitely give me a roll for that if you like. That will probably add your education too. If you've actually, I think you've got a decent education, so feel free to give it a shot.
I have 6 education.
That's not too bad.
So I think that's nothing.
That's zero, but it's better than nothing.
Better than
minus.
Yeah, alright. I'll try and figure out what the drugs are.
Sure.
So I'm rolling for streetwise, which is also zero. Education zero. Well, I think that, 6 again.
Just a 6?
Yeah, just a straight.
If anyone has a general science, or I'm not too sure which science this would fall under, I'll allow you to to sort of assist with the role to see if you can determine like the compounds of the drugs.
I've only got biology, cosmology, and planetology, so not sure.
Probably. I have a base science.
Yeah,
I've got base science as well, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you could do it. I'd probably allow a base science if Wade wants to roll for it, I suppose, or Jackson.
All right.
I don't have base science.
Mm-hmm. No, well, you would do. As long as you've got science, you have base science.
I rolled an 8, plus my education is a 9.
Okay, no worries. Okay, yeah, it takes you guys a little while to sort of inspect them, but... see that they're actually sort of a combination of a few different drugs, nice. Sort of all sort of packaged in different sort of combinations. Quite a few of them are just sort of general recreational drugs, which, you know, sort of won't do much harm, but they're quite good for a fun time. Let's have a look. You also see that there are several. Yeah, there's several boxes of adrenalizer, which basically can be used to keep you awake for sort of indefinite periods of time. Which can be handy, and they sell for a decent amount.
I'd say we should store them in the ship's locker.
Yeah.
For the moment.
Ooh, and there's also a very small amount of what are referred to as starlight drops, which you would know just with your streetwise skill. Philip would know with your streetwise skill. Basically, they're like eye drops. If you put them into your eyes, as much as it hurts, and I'm talking like it's going to hurt, you basically temporarily gain infrared vision somehow. It's pretty painful, but you get that for a couple of hours, which is pretty neat.
That'd be good for some stealth missions.
Potentially, yeah.
Something to consider.
But yeah, so that's other than that, a lot of it's just sort of basic recreational stuff, which you could sell off if you found someone to buy it. Just, you know, go to a street corner or a space street corner.
God. Saying you reminded me. I should have got a silencer.
With a laser pistol? I mean, they're already pretty quiet anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one you can obviously get, but I mean, they're quite quiet anyway. All right. So I'm guessing, Jax, are you gonna sort of bring the car out of the dock?
Yep. Well, I'll see what I can do.
Everybody gonna jump in.
Put your seat belts on it, everyone.
Quick, quack.
Run and back.
It's 8.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's all right. So you've managed to bring the car out very, very carefully, reversing it out of the dock, and sort of begin to sort of drive it through the starport. Now, the shop that you were on, they are a couple of levels down, so you have to drive around a little bit. Most of the car traffic is just sort of transportation, sort of caddies, sort of that sort of stuff. So the car does look a little bit odd, sort of transporting the cargo down.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, it's a little odd, but it's fine.
We're just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Just doing it with style.
Yeah, true enough.
Nah, banged up vehicle.
It's a little, yeah. You probably spend a little bit of time in the jump to, you know, clean up all the marks on it just so it doesn't look as bad, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, all right. So it takes a little while, but it gets down to the appropriate level, and obviously because the sort of the way that you guys went to the shop was on the main concourse, you're just gonna have to go to like sort of the cargo bay on the back side of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As you sort of get to the cargo side of things, you see two sort of quite bulky large gentlemen that you see that also, just like the sort of the sales agent at the front of the shop, they're sort of very heavily decked out in cybernetical gear. You see sort of one guy has basically both arms are completely just sort of cybernetical, so they're pretty much just robot arms, and they seem to have about two robots sort of standing behind them as well that just seem to be sort of standing dormant.
Hmm. All right, so they're either expecting trouble or they're going to help us unload.
Yeah. Shoot first, that question later.
Well, I mean, maybe not in this case. Just because we're going to get money out of this.
Yeah.
Or black eyes.
True.
Yeah. That's
true.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Trust him.
Don't get out.
We should take the legs out first so we don't look armed.
Ah! Good one.
That's good.
Get out.
I'm getting out of the car. Yeah. All right. So.
Try be friendly, okay? They can be friendly.
Hello!
I'm here to sell you some goods, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg.
They look at you very sternly. One of them sort of looks back at the other, and he nods, and one of them sort of goes into the back of the shop. The robots start to sort of very mechanically walk over towards the car and then just sort of stand still again. He sort of gestures you to open the boot of the car.
Should we ask where their boss is? Like, before we just start unloading goods for this person?
I'm getting very weird vibes about this situation. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Very weird vibes.
Your wolf senses are tingling.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess ask where the salesman I talk is. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, he responds to you in, I guess you'd call it like a space Russian accent. He looks a little bit funny, but yeah, whatever you think a space Russian accent would be. Says, she's gone home.
I don't like this.
Who's paying this? Huh?
The lady with the green and orange hair and half decked out body.
Yeah.
That lady?
But like,
your boss?
Yeah.
So once we give that, he explains that that's his sister.
Okay. Yeah. She's a very lovely.
That's a family business. Good on him. Does he have the money?
But surely he wouldn't have 100,000 sort of just sitting with him.
What?
Yeah, but no, he does. He sort of looks at his he sort of grabs a little com terminal out of his pocket and starts to sort of make a few taps.
If he's tapping, then I trust him.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. I'll open the boot.
Good. As soon as you open the boot, the robots, almost like they're sort of pre-programmed, start to sort of basically go towards the boxes of subanical implants that you have. While you see that the other large Russian gentleman is sort of tapping away on the pad, you see that the other man sort of comes back out of the office. And you can see that he's also got a few more robots sort of following behind him as well. But these don't look to be sort of carrier loading ones. They look to be a bit more heavily decked out. The space Russian one basically says, we've decided to renegotiate.
Yeah, I knew it.
He's renegotiating.
Are you sure you're going to
get paid more?
How far am I from the one with the comm unit?
He's quite close, but he's sort of basically, you guys were all sort of, I'm guessing, standing around the boot of the car while these robots have started to unload. Okay.
No, excuse me. I didn't get out of the car. I'm still in my driver's seat.
Still
in
the car.
I told Aaron to get out. I'm not getting out.
Okay. All right, so.
The car's still on, by the way. Like,
could I feasibly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think about how to do this.
Yeah.
I want to grab him. Drag him into the car with a cutlass at his neck and tell him that there is going to be no renegotiations.
How much strength would be required to rip his arm off?
That's...
I don't think Philip would be able to with his strength.
Certainly not me, no. That's a suggestion.
Not many of us possess the strength to do that.
No.
Can we shoot his arm?
You could definitely try, I suppose.
Oh, you can make the move?
Wait,
Alan. I'm going to grab him.
Okay, you can grab him. I will take a...
We haven't heard his deal yet.
No. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, he's cutting off like a hundred.
He could be paying more for all we know.
Right.
Yeah.
They're bringing out the big boys. I don't trust this.
Yeah, I'd vibe.
All right, so you actually sort of let him finish, I suppose.
Yeah.
Let him finish.
I wearily hold my cutlass handle.
So, yeah. Okay. No, that's not too bad. He says that it's changed to 20,000.
That's significantly lower.
Okay, I launched an action. This is bullshit.
Should we roll initiative?
You can definitely give it a shot, sure. I'll just take, if everybody's going to be a part of it, I'll just take everybody to roll 2d6 for me.
Okay.
I've got a 7.
I got Dex 8. Dex is minus 1.
Ooh, oh, if we're adding Dex to it.
Yeah, you can add Dex to it, yep.
I got 10.
I got 4.
So good.
I know, right?
I got 7.
So did I. Another roll off?
I got 7.
Yeah, boy.
I got 10.
Nice.
But Liam, you can
go. I got a 6. Man, I'm really regretting, like, why did I put, like, my two lowest scores into physicals?
You're dummy. That's why.
I like how we all did that.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to become, like, a scientist in the game, but I became an engineer instead, so.
My highest score is a dex.
Clearly. Oh, exactly right. Alright, so let me just check the load order. So, Sang... And then there were a couple of ties, were there?
I got a 10 as well, but I'll go after Hossein.
Okay. Jaxa. And then it was, I think it was Wade and then Bradley. And then...
I will... Yeah, I'll just take... Yeah, I'll take the turn before Bradley then.
No worries.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. Space rush.
So we left all the drugs in the ship.
Yes.
Damn.
Ship's locker.
There goes my plan of just throwing drugs at them.
What good was that going to do anyway?
Take that, space Russian.
Oh, imagine something good. So like in Fallout 4, there's this syringer, the gun, where you can like load up drugs into it. Load up like the eye drop thing.
Gotcha.
And then you can see infrared, but there's screaming.
I mean, it'd be effective for a moment because it would blind them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is a 9. All right, Sang, you're on top of the initiative order.
Correct. In that case, I still intend to go through with my plan of grabbing him.
Yep.
Is the car, are the car doors open or did we close them? I assume we've closed them.
Okay. Whatever you think you would have done.
Yeah, probably close them.
Okay.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to attempt to grab him and hold him against the car so that my back is on the car.
Sure.
With the cutlass around his neck.
Yeah, you can definitely give it a shot. Now, I don't think you've got an athletic skill at all, do you?
I do in athletics.
So you broke up a little bit there. You do or you don't?
I do. I have 0.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll take an athletics with a strength to it if you can. 2d6 for me.
Sure. 11.
Wow. Yeah. No.
That was raw. Was raw.
Okay.
Raw 11.
Did you have 2 for strength?
No.
Oh.
+0 and +0 for strength and athletics.
Okay. That's not too bad at all. You managed to grab the one that was closest to the car.
Yeah. The one with the comp.
The one with the terminal that he was looking at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I... attempted to menacingly say there will be no renegotiations. We want our full 100 grand, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
I doubt this is going to go exactly how I want it.
Well, you can definitely give it a shot.
I'm going to try.
We get the 25.
Can I have a... let me just check.
I don't have any persuade. Good
there. Yeah. Well, there's no persuade. There's more. It's more so. I mean, do you have the carouse? Well, I guess carouse is probably the best one for it.
No. It would probably come under persuade more than anything.
Yeah, true. But
it's persuading by force.
Yeah, it's true enough, I suppose. I'll say, actually, if you want to use your melee skill, just so you can very, very, very carefully put the cutlass up to his sort of neck, I'll allow it.
Sure.
And we'll just use that as sort of the generic role for it.
All right. 9.
Ooh.
Let me just roll against it.
A 3 is a +3, right?
Sorry?
A 3 still is a +3 in modifying it.
How do you mean? Like, you have the skill of 3.
I have a skill of 3 in melee blades.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's +3. And then also you're, I think you can use strength or dex for weapons.
Okay, well, if it's strength or dex, it's dex, and then that's going to make it 11.
You quite threateningly hold the cutlass up to his neck. You can see that he has some sort of sweat start to come down on the side of his face that isn't cybernetical.
Good.
Yeah. He looks over at the other sort of Russian that's sort of more towards the door with the two large robots that now have completely come out of the door armed with weapons.
That's why I'm on my back up against the car.
Yeah, no, but he sort of he looks to the back between you and the other man, and he sort of shakes his head at his other friend, and you can see that the robots seem to sort of almost power down in a way. Well, the cargo droids sort of keep doing their job, but the ones that seem to be heavily decked out sort of just lower themselves a little bit. And he says, we'll keep the deal.
Good. Good.
It's just going to keep the...
Unpack the ship. Let's get out of here.
I guess.
Sorry?
Well, I wanted to see the transfer before I take the plane off him, because I don't trust him. Okay. Tried to jip me once.
And this is while he's holding the comm terminal?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can type it up in front of him.
He basically does a few more taps, and he prompts you to enter. And like you've got like a universal sort of credit ID, which you can use for transfers.
Yes.
He basically prompts you to enter your details.
I do it with my free hand.
Very, very carefully.
Very carefully.
Okay. it takes you a moment, but you manage to fill out your information. And you see a little notification green tick sort of just comes through.
All right. I take my cutlass away and push him off me.
He sort of brushes himself off. And gives one of the sort of the cargo carrying droids a bit of a kick as it sort of starts sort of, you know, dropping the cargo off out of the car. It's a bit more of a sort of a I guess you'd call it a bit of a tense moment for the next couple of minutes until the droids sort of finish unloading everything. But shortly after that, you see that the woman that you met earlier has actually sort of come out the back as well. She sort of opens the door. And sees everybody looking a little bit tense, and she sort of asks, you know, what's going on.
Ask your brothers.
As usual.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't particularly enjoy getting gypped 75% of what we're owed.
She looks at clearly the one that you were sort of dealing with, she immediately goes up to him, gives him a bit of a slap. You can see that they're speaking in a, it's sort of a deviation of the, well, it's a deviation of the sort of galactic English language. But it's just enough off that you can't really sort of tell what they're saying. He's sort of, after a few sentences, he sort of just puts his head down and walks back inside. Yeah, but after a few more minutes, you see that the droids sort of finish unloading the cargo and begin to shut down themselves as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
GTFO.
Yeah, job well done. Let's go.
Alrighty. Let's get in the car, everyone.
Now let's okay. sell some drugs.
Hopefully with less troubles.
Alright, I rolled an 8 for drugs.
Sure, okay. You sort of get the car back out, get it to the loading bay, and you start bringing it back up to the sort of the docking bay where the ship is parked. As you get a little bit closer towards the docking bay, you do see that there are some what seem to be sort of just officials sort of hanging outside the entrance.
Come on.
Cannot catch a break.
But they don't stop you as you bring the car in. They sort of just watch you, and you can see one of them looks to be making a bit of a call, just on one of his sort of his own sort of comm device.
Let's just back out. Drive away.
Nothing to see here, lads.
I will step out of the car.
Okay, so yeah, so you sort of stop the car in front of them.
Well, yeah, I'll, okay. like once right. we're inside the yeah. Inside like the our cargo place, okay. yep. I just walk out.
Yep.
I approach one of them. I say, got a problem here?
all right.
They're all gathered around for a reason.
Yeah, they. You see, sort of one of them who's a bit of a smaller man. He says, "Is this your ship?"
No.
It is.
Yes. I mean, yes.
It is indeed.
I'm gonna have to ask you to come with us.
Why?
You need to give us a pretty good reason.
Well, this ship is.
We've been.
Hmm.
When people have said, please come with us, we've ended up in, like, the worst situations, so...
Yeah, I'm sure there's a reason behind it. He says that this ship is wanted in questioning, basically for something that occurred about 2 weeks ago, I suppose it would have been now, in another Imperium system. Yeah,
what you guys
says,
do?
Yeah, he.
Oh, you don't want to know.
No, he says that this ship is wanted in connection to an incident that occurred at the Flamerian Highport some time ago.
Oh.
Flamerian. That doesn't sound familiar.
Oh no.
That's not the Highport that you guys sort of helped the guy escape on a couple of sessions back.
Hey, I have nothing to do with this. All right, so yeah. Up to you guys.
Technically, Jexa and Philip can shake their hands clean of this, but
yeah.
I don't know.
You can see that they're not heavily armed, but they do just have some sort of standard pistols on their side.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
I will come. I will come with you.
Yeah. Let's go.
We'll talk this out.
Yeah.
I've got my 100 grand lying around. May need to
well,
use
it's
as
in
bribe.
A it's sort of in a digital account, I suppose. Sort of,
yeah,
sort
but
of
I've got
works.
I've got it in my. I'm gonna hold on to it just in case.
Yeah.
Mail money.
Hey, look, it's gonna keep us out of trouble.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe. So, hey.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, all right. Well, it takes a little while, and you sort of get towards more of the sort of the deeper core of the starport. You see that there are quite a few sort of personnel, all sort of quite armed, that as you sort of walk past them, they also start to follow you through. You're directed to what looks to be quite a nice sort of waiting room, and you're sort of sitting there for a good 10-20 minutes. A receptionist that was sort of sitting in the corner opens sort of a bay of double doors. And as you open it, both Jackson and Wade, you recognize the man that's in front of you. as Gira and Stone. Who for the others? I'm sure you can explain the background.
Can we run?
My hand starts like twitching, wanting to reach for my
I just glance at Wade what do we do?
But I'm like putting some self-control onto myself, knowing that we're in like probably the worst situation.
Mm.
Could be.
Yeah.
And for those of us who don't know this person is.
Well, you see, Wade and I, we were at this medical training camp on this back shore planet, right? This guy, Garen Stone, do you want to explain the rest, Wade?
I think for role-playing purposes, we'll leave them in the dark for the moment. it'll be a bit strange with like a guy walking through
like
our enemy, and then we just turn. Like, it's like we're like, oh, this is yeah. Well,
let's just say Wade did some unpleasant things to this guy, and I may have done some unfavorable things too.
You'll notice he'll be missing an ear, and he's limping with like a walking stick.
Yeah, he's sort of a middle-aged man. You can see even just from the look of him, he's quite highly decorated with quite a few medals, sort of lightly coated over his pocket. He sort of instantly looks at you and he says, "Well, son of a bitch."